I had never heard that psalm before, but there's great message in it, isn't it? Is very appropriate for today. We're gonna read some scripture today that is very appropriate because we're going to perform one of the two ordinances that the Lord commands us to do, and one of those is the Lord's Supper, and so we're going to read from First Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23 this morning. First Corinthians chapter 11, starting reading in verse 23. If you would stand while I read from the word of God. For which I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you that the Lord Jesus that is the same night in which he was betrayed took bread and when he had given thanks he broke it and said take eat. This is my body which is broken for you and for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament instrument in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of me that of that bread drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves. We should not be judged. But when we are judged, we have chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you for the blessings of it. I thank you, Lord, most of all, for your broken body and your shed blood that you gave to us, Lord, to give us life. speak through me, hear me here this morning. This morning, give us the words to say, help your son God to be honored. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. So we find Paul writing an encouraging letter to the Corinthian church, and in these days, of course, we know that the early church was greatly persecuted. That there was danger on all sides. If somebody knew that you were a Christian, that you followed Christ, you could lose your job. You could lose your home. You could lose your life. You could be put in jail. Your life very well, and for many people, their lives were turned upside down. Because they were followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so one of the things that Paul does is he encourages a persecuted Christian body to persevere in their persecution, to not lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of these things that we need to do are the ordinances. God has given us, and one of those is the Lord's Supper. And so as we look at this, there are certain things that Paul says we need to look at. And he begins, he says, this is what the Lord himself told us to do. And so we go back and we listen, we read and hear. I don't know if when you read the red letters in the Gospels, I don't know if you hear Jesus saying those words, but I do. And so sometimes I'll say, go back and read it, but I'm hearing the Lord Jesus Christ say these words. And so he talked to his disciples. He said, I greatly wanted to have this night with you. So before I go to the Father, I wanted to have this last supper with you. I wanted to show this symbolic nature of what I'm about to do. My body and my blood. And we talked a little bit about it in Sunday school this morning about how that is offensive to some people. And you know the first time that Jesus preached that, and he used that imagery of you must eat my body, eat my flesh, and drink my blood. Some of the people remember got offended, and he said, does this offend you? And many people left him and said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? I don't know. I don't think I can do that. But it was an imagery of the Lord being our nourishment, right? Our life. Because in this life, in this body, we've got to have food and water, don't we? We won't live very long without food and water. In our spiritual lives, y'all, we won't live long without the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize that? Do we see Jesus? Do we see scripture? Do we see the things of God nourishing our spiritual body like we see food and water nourishing our physical body. And the goal here. And boy, I'm fixing to say it right. It's hard. The goal here is for the nourishment of the Spirit to be more important to us than the nourishment of the body. And that's hard to do because my stomach goes to growling, right? I go half a day without drinking some water. They're splitting wood or something like that. I'm just dying for a glass of water. I need some water. But when you're in spiritual warfare, and I would lay wage that there's not hardly anybody. I guess that was the wrong thing to say. I would say that there's not anybody here who's not having some kind of spiritual warfare in their lives. That's something that's either very pervasive already, or is just kind of tapping away at us, trying to get our attention. Satan is always Looking for an end. He's always looking for a way to get us away from God. And if we don't stay in the word, if we're not prayed up, if we're not living for Christ, if we don't eat his flesh and drink his blood daily, multiple times a day. We eat several times a day, don't we? I eat more times a day than I need to. My teenage boys eat more than anybody I've ever seen. The question is how important is Jesus to us? Do we need him? when we haven't prayed for four hours. Do we have a hunger inside of us for Jesus? When something happens that gets us down. When life isn't going on our way. When Satan attacks us. When we have sin in our life, when we see things in ourselves that shouldn't be there. When the spirit needs a drink of water. Do we look to Jesus immediately? Is that where we want to go? Because when I'm thirsty. I want to reach. I've even got a water right there beside Laura. Just in case I get thirsty, right? Is Jesus like that for us? He should be. And so we usually don't partake of communion all that often, but I'll tell you this is just symbolic of what we should be doing every day in our lives. And so he told us to remember him, to remember his sacrifice. And so there are three things that we see here. We see. Paul's saying, remember what the Lord has done. Look forward to the Lord coming back. And look at ourselves and judge our lives and see where we stack up. See what we need to do, what we need to repent of, what we need to get out of our hearts and out of our minds. That is keeping us from a closer walk with the Lord. And this is something we should do daily. But today I want to specifically say that today is the day in our church. If there's no other day that we remember what the Lord has done. And we look forward to him coming back. And we get on our knees and repent and get closer to God. Repent of our sins. Turn away from whatever it is that is keeping us from a closer walk with Him. And repent of that. Today is that day. Today is that day. And he tells us, this is what the Lord said. He said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And we talked about this morning. There was a scripture in our Sunday school lesson that came from a different interpretation of the Bible than I've got. The old King James likes to talk about the blood. And it's not offensive to those who read it, but they actually, and I'm not going to say purpose. I don't know why, but it was left out of the Sunday school lesson this morning. The blood. But y'all, we don't need to succumb to the temptation that is in the world around us to leave the blood out of our forgiveness. To leave the cross as ugly as the cross is. And it is ugly, y'all. It is a repulsive, horrible death that our Lord died. But we must remember that payment for our sins is not cheap. It is not cheap. Every time, brothers and sisters, every time you get on your knees and ask the Lord to forgive me of my sins and forgive you of your sins, you are taking a bite out of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came in the flesh only to give his body for us. When he says eat my flesh and drink my blood, it's offensive to some. But that is exactly. What we do because we've sinned and forgiveness of the sin is not cheap. It takes a piece out of Jesus every time. Pain and suffering. That he had to go through. And you say I don't want to think about that, brother. And we must think about it. Because forgiveness is not cheap. Without remission, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And when we see the severity. Of our sin and what it cost for payment. It makes us honor the Lord Jesus more. It makes us honor him more. It makes us reverence him more. It makes us more appreciative of who he is and what he did for us. And y'all, well, we can never give him enough honor and enough glory. And we can never be thankful enough and appreciative enough of what he has done for us, and that he has given us life. And so anything that we can do to remember that. We need to do it often and regularly. Drink this cup, the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. He said. Jesus knew that we are forgetful people. And we need things to remind us of Him. We need to be reminded daily of what He has done for us. And then he says this in verse 26. After you remember, he says then, for as often as you eat and drink. This cup, you show the Lord's death till he comes, right? So not only do we remember what he did for us on the cross and how ugly and how much pain and how much suffering was there. And that belonged to us, and he took it from us. Not only that, but now we look forward. We look forward in time to a time when the Lord Jesus will not come and die on a cross. But instead, will come in the clouds, in all His power, as King of glory. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad, even though it hurts me deeply to know that he had to die for me. I'm so glad he did it, but I am so glad, even more glad. That he is going to come in the clouds in his glory. And that's not going to happen to him again. This time when he comes, he's going to come as King of Kings. And Lord of Lords. And there will be people here. Who still would like to see him crucified. But those people this time will not see him nailed to a cross. Instead, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And now that is a wonderful day to look forward to. That is a day when all of humanity will bow down before the King of Kings. And I'm looking forward to that day. We look forward to his death till he comes. And then we see it, and I'm gonna try to keep it a little bit. It's hard for me, y'all. I don't know about how y'all see it. It's hard for me to rein in. And not go for like an hour and a half, two hours, three hours. I don't know. It's hard for me not to talk about the Lord, what the Lord has done. But listen. He goes on to say this, and this is very somber. This is very somber. And as we take, we must repent. We must look at our own lives. And see what it is that's hindering me from being the Christian person, man or woman, that the Lord would have us to be. Because we reverence Him, because we love Him. Because of all that He has done for us, because we're looking forward to Him coming, not so that we can be saved by our works, but because we are saved, because of what He has done, and we reverence Him. And y'all, because I love Him. I don't want Him to come and find me. Not doing His will. I don't want Him to come and see me in a position I shouldn't be in. I don't want Him to look down. And see me in a position that would hurt him more. There's a song that my uncle sang. He says. Does he still feel the nails? Does he still feel the nails? Every time I fell. There's great pain involved in the cross. There's great pain involved in our sin. And we should look at our lives, and it goes on. If that's not enough, he goes on to say this. And I'm not trying to scare anybody, but listen. If the word is scary, it's scary. if you don't repent, you don't look for God to be covered in His blood, in the blood of Jesus. That's the reason a lot of you are weak and sickly. Because the Lord chastises those who are His. And so that's a somber thought, isn't it? And in a few minutes. I'm only going to give us a few minutes. I'm just going to let the service take just a few minutes for everyone to get their hearts and their minds in line with Christ. To get on our knees, the altars will be open. to repent, to examine ourselves, to see if there's anything in me that would be a hindrance in my life. My spiritual life toward Christ. And y'all, it's not just the preacher saying it. This is God saying that if you partake of this unworthily, without repentance in your heart. That there could be and has been and likely will be repercussions in your life, chastisement from the Lord. Not because he enjoys. I never punish one of my children. And enjoyed it, but it was necessary. I'm gonna go one more step, and I'm gonna make sure that we end on the note where he says this. But if we are judged. And chastened ourselves in the Lord. These people who took unworthily and are sick and dying because they took unworthily. They're being chastised by the Lord. But he says this. If you know the Lord, then it's not under condemnation like the rest of the world. Our chastisement. We should try to avoid chastisement. But y'all, if you know the Lord Jesus, then there is no condemnation in Him. And so we, even though we're not chastised, even though He may even take our lives. Because we're not doing what we should be doing. If we're one of His, He's going to take us home with Him. But why we're here, y'all? He says, repent. He says, partake of the blood. He says, remember what I did for you. And look ahead to me coming back. So we're about to take the Lord's Supper. I would ask everyone to just bow your heads for a few minutes. The altars are open. I'm here if you need somebody to pray with. But let's take a few moments. To make sure our hearts are in line with the Lord Jesus. Father God, come to you today, Lord. Looking back on all that you've done for us, Lord. For your body that was broken on that cross for us. And your blood that covers our sins. And I thank you, Lord. praise you, Lord, Lord. Because you are alone, alone, Lord, Lord, are worthy of our praise. And our thanks. And to be glorified by God. And what you were able to do for us. Be with us as we partake of this supper up to for today, Lord. Be honored. And revered and glorified by it. In the name of the precious Jesus Christ, Lord of all, I pray. Amen. With the deacons, please come forward. Luke 7 through 22 says this. And the day of unleavened bread came on which the Passover must be sacrificed. And he said, Peter and John saying, go and make ready for us the Passover. That we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we make ready? And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house whereinto he goes. And ye shall say unto the master of the house, the teacher saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples. And he will show you a large upper room furnished. make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made them ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the apostles with him, and he said to them, with desire. I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I shall not eat it until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said. Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I shall not drink from henceforth of the fruit of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And gave to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, even that which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man and indeed goeth with, as it hath been determined. But woe unto the man through whom he is betrayed. We now come to observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, given to us to celebrate the memory of his broken body and shed blood. It is said that on the night before he was betrayed at the conclusion of the feast of the Passover over which he and his disciples were celebrating. He took bread and having blessed it, break it, and gave to his disciples. And said, "This is my body, which is given for you."
Come to this part of the service, Lord, we just do it in remembrance of me, Lord. And this is what we're supposed to do, Lord. We're supposed to remember you. Thanks to you for what you've done for us. Lord, as we observe this. Make it a remembrance to us to do what you told us to do. And a great commission is to go and tell others about you. Lord, that we might win them over for you. Thankful for your love for us. All you do for us. In Christ's name, amen. I pray. Amen.
This is the bread which came down out of heaven. not as our fathers ate and died. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. On that same night, the Lord took the cup and having blessed it, gave to his disciples and said, "This is my blood, which was shed for you."
Would you
bless the cup?
Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. As we pause before your throne of grace this morning, we want to acknowledge also that you are the creator and sustainer of life. It's life itself. And you said that life was in the blood. Lord, help us to remember the love that caused you to come down out of heaven. Lord, for our sins, and for the peace made available because of a relationship that you offered. For us to have with you and the Father. Lord, now as we prepare to share this cup, help us just to remember and to reflect on the sacrifice that you poured out on the cross also of Calvary. For our sins. Father, we recognize and remember the pain and the suffering that you went through. Lord, we thank you for the price. The terrible price that you paid. For us to have a relationship with you. And Father, that price that bought the forgiveness of our sins was nothing less than your blood. Father, that blood for us as believers. Is our legal receipt for the lawful transaction that transferred us from spiritual darkness into your glorious light. May we always remember, may we never take for granted in it. Who you are, and what you accomplished on our behalf. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
And according to the law, I may almost say all things are cleansed with blood. And apart from shedding of blood, there is no remission. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus is His Son cleanses us from all sin. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. His death till He come. Thank you all for being here again here today. I pray that it was a a blessing for you to be in the house of the Lord today. Y'all come back tonight 5 o'clock for the afternoon service. Y'all are dismissed.